what we have this brain, and it's this wonderful supercomputer that's in our head, it's in our bodies, but we think this is us. But it's not us. The brain is just a vital organ in the body. Okay? The you that's you is not the body, and it's not the brain, and I'm going to let you touch that today in a way that some folks have never quite experienced, so it's kind of cool. So I want you to get that your brain, it does a lot of stuff, but for the purpose of this conversation, the brain is the vital organ in your body that pumps out thought. Like your stomach's pumping out stomach acid, and your lungs are pumping air, and your heart's pumping blood, your brain's pumping out thought, okay? Now the thing about the thoughts that the brain generates, if you think about what a thought is a combination of brain cells in a specific pattern and grouping that is that thought. And then there's another combination of brain cells that is another thought. And some of the thoughts are really close together, but not quite. Like, if you look at this color versus this color, they're kind of close. But if you look at it, you'll notice they're not quite the same color, because the brain has enough experience to determine that there's a slight difference between this and that. And the brain, for better or for worse, must sort, categorize, analyze to store this stuff so you can use it later. Like, that was a wonderful experience, or I'm never getting near that woman again, or whatever, right? Or I didn't like that food, but I like this food, or you know, whatever it is, your brain sorts and categorizes and analyzes so it can store information for future use. Okay? Now, the problem with that is that it stores stuff and wants to tie everything to everything else, which may or may not be accurate. But because your brain did it, and it's able to tie all this stuff together, and oh, by the way, the more intelligent you are, the more stuff your brain's able to tie all together, it can come up with a pretty convincing story, even if it's utter bullshit. And you know that. Like, why did I marry my first wife? Or my second? Okay? And I know now why I did that, but it sounded really convincing at the time. So what I want you to realize is that we all have our stuff, and all of that stuff is generated by this brain that's pumping out thought. But you are not your brain. So what we're going to do right now is I want you to repeat a sentence back to me that's going to help you begin to touch that thing that's the you that's you and not your brain. Ready? Here's the sentence. I am noticing the thoughts my brain is generating.
I am noticing the thoughts my brain is generating.
Perfect. Say it one more time. Awesome. So, Wayne, I'm going to pick on you just because you like to pick on me, and it's a kind of a good mutual thing.
What was the thought?
Yeah, exactly.
What the fuck is
this? Right, exactly. So, Wayne, who is the I that you just mentioned that is noticing the thoughts that your brain is generating?
Well, you know I've looked and I've seen this before, Brian.
That's right.
I have a self hidden inside somewhere that is... me.
Exactly. So that's the you that's being the noticer of the thoughts your brain is generating. Okay? Phil, where is that located?
I don't know
that anybody can really know, but it's got to be just a little bit away from your brain where it can be the noticer of the thoughts your brain is pumping out. Right? So I want you to notice that you can notice that there's something that is the you that's able to notice the thoughts that your brain is generating. You with me so far?
Okay.
Okay, good. I'm going to keep checking in. I don't doubt you. Yes.
It occurred to me that the noticer is also a thought that my mind generated. Therefore,
kind of. Another thought. Actually, the concept of the noticer is a thought, also a thought that your brain's generating. But the noticer is not generating any thought. It's just being the noticer.
Observing.
It's observing, okay? So what I want you to notice is that you can notice that you're being a noticer, noticing the thoughts your brain is generating.
Yeah, and Brian, it's kind of the essence of meditation.
It is, and this, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I've got people who come to me and say, Brian, I can't meditate. I can't get my brain to slow down. I want my brain to stop so I can calm down and meditate. And I'm saying, no. Let your brain do whatever the hell it wants to do. The more intelligent you are, your brain's moving a million miles an hour. But here's what I want you to do. And this, by the way, is homework for the rest of your life I'm about to give you. I want you to be kind of like you're standing at the corner of 610 and I-10, safely on the corner. I'm not asking you to get on the shoulder or try and direct traffic or anything, but I want you to be like you're watching the cars go by at 610 and I-10, okay? You're watching the cars go by. There's a red Ford and a blue Pontiac and a yellow Chevy and an old green Oldsmobile and a silver Mercedes. Not, ooh, a silver Mercedes. Just silver Mercedes, blue Ford, yellow Pontiac, red Chevy, whatever. You're just noticing a car in a color. Just let it come up and drive by and come up and drive by. You don't have to do anything with the car as a thought. You don't have to do anything with these thoughts. Just let them go by. So the way to meditate, to get to that stillness place, is to be the noticer of all of that. Because when your brain's moving a million miles an hour, it can do whatever it wants. But if you're the observer of that, you are by definition in stillness, watching your brain move a million miles an hour. So what's really weird is it's really counterintuitive. But the way to get to stillness is by noticing that which is not stillness. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Okay, cool. So that's the way to get to that meditative place, is just to notice what comes up and let it go. Well, but I want to, no, just, but I want to, yeah, but it's okay. Let it go. But, yeah, notice that. You got a but. Everyone's got a but. There's many buts, and there's buts about the buts. There's thoughts and thoughts about the thoughts and thoughts about the thoughts about the thoughts. Right? So what I want you to do for the rest of your life, and I promise you this will make an impact, a positive one, is be the noticer of the thoughts your brain is generating. And the more you be the noticer of all of this, the more you're separating yourself from all of the brain chatter and grounding yourself in what I call soul space, God space, stillness, soul talk place. Yes.
Is there something that can really help you be the noticer? For example, at the beginning of every yoga class, the instructor says, you're going to have thoughts that are outside.
Yeah.
Just let them go and concentrate,
and
on,
concentrate
your,
on the
breath.
Right.
And you're in this space now, present.
Correct.
Let them
Here's
go.
The way to do that.
Yeah.
Here's the way to do that. And I mean, this, I stole this from Eckhart Tolle during that process.
Blank.
Exactly.
Blank.
Isn't that wild? Even my brain stops. I'm like ADD all over the place. And my brain will slow down when I stop to take three breaths. Five's even better. Okay? So notice that, okay? So where we end up with this is, I want you to be the noticer of the thoughts your brain is generating. Because interestingly enough, being that separates you from all of that and gets you to stillness. The you that's you is able to be in stillness by being the noticer. Really counterintuitive, but the way to access stillness is by noticing what's not. Okay? Here's the next piece, kind of a trick question. I hope the word God doesn't offend. If it does, notice that and let that go. Where's God?
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Is there even beyond time and space, right? Is there anywhere God's not?
Nope.
No, God is everywhere. Even in the smallest spaces in between every subatomic particle and the whole universe, beyond time and space, God is everywhere in everything. So given that, where does God have to go?
Nowhere.
Nowhere. God's already everywhere. Therefore, God operates in stillness. So, when you are being the noticer of the thoughts your brain is generating, you're in God's space. You are accessing your own divinity tied to the divinity. Guy named, oh, was it Hawkins? David Hawkins? I think he wrote that we are an each-ness in the all-ness. Wayne Dyer talks about we're a bucket of the ocean. Each of our buckets is a unique portion of the ocean, but we're all made of ocean. Or a drop in the river where we don't really know where the river starts or ends. And we can't really know all of the enormity of the river, but if we are a drop of the river, the more of the drops we get to know, the more of the nature of the river we come to know. Does that make sense? Yes.
And the Catholic consecration of the Mass through him, with him, and in him.
Be still and know I am God.
Yeah.
Right? All of that, through him, in him. He is in us, we are in him, which is, of course, beyond gender, but you get the idea. Exactly. So, what I want you to do is to notice the thoughts your brain's generating, like for the rest of your life. What you're going to begin to notice as you do this is your brain's going to start, you're going to become so familiar with all of the different thoughts that you're thinking all day that you'll notice they become grouped into life aspects. And you'll become so familiar if you do this noticing that I call them thought packets. It's like I'm holding up a Ziploc bag and there's all the thoughts and thoughts about the thoughts and thoughts about the thoughts about the thoughts about my 27-year-old son or my 16-year-old son who's brilliant. He plays like 17 musical instruments. He's a computer genius. He's got some issues and he's working through them and I'm really proud of him. Every now and then he won't make his grades and I'm thinking about the thoughts and the thoughts about the thoughts and then it's like, there's his grades. What the fuck? What's this D in a subject he should have mastered already by now? He's getting to be a lazy little son of a bitch. And then I realize, oh man, I just judged my son, so now I'm judging myself about judging my son about the thought, about the thought, about the thought. Okay? The more of these thoughts we know and group together and become so familiar with, it's like we're holding them up in Ziploc bags. This is a really healthy thing because what happens is when you have a thought, if you let it go, that's it, you've let it go. But if you begin to dwell on the thought, there's a chemical that starts to get generated by the brain around that thought. So you've got happy chemicals and sad chemicals and disappointed chemicals, pissed off chemicals, angry chemicals, waiting and wanting chemicals. There's all these different chemicals that start to get generated in the brain. And after another little bit, they begin to start to show up in the body. Maybe your adrenals kick in, your heart rate goes up, your lungs start to pump a little harder. The point is, if you let a thought go, it's gone. But if you're unconscious about it and you let it just sit there and stew, it starts to take up resonance in your body as dis-ease. So the more of these thoughts you notice, and the more of these thoughts you get into these Ziploc bags I call thought packets, and you got them all out here, none of it's hanging out in your body wearing you out. There's peace there. There's flow there. It's like if you're a leaf on the river and you're floating along. It doesn't matter if it's still or if there's rapids or if there's a big rock coming up, you'll just go around the rock. But that's not the way we normally operate. We're normally trying to navigate as opposed to just be. Okay? So what I want you to do is nothing in particular. What I want you to be is the noticer. You with me on all this? Okay, cool. So the more of these thoughts you notice, some of these things may be troubling or disappointing or making you angry or making you happy or whatever, but what I want you to notice is that you have these things that come up. There may be issues in your life that you begin to notice, okay? Here's something I really want you to get about any issue that comes up in your life. I don't care if it's making you angry or sad or joyful or jealous or disappointed, whatever. Any issue that comes up in your life, any pain, disappointment, angst, is always related to a two-point system. Point one, point A is, this is what I think is. Point B is, this is what I think I would rather it be. Okay? And the intensity of that is based on how much you care about these two things. For example, if the distance is, say, time, okay? I think I want to be on time today, and I'm just getting together. Say I'm getting together with Phil for a cup of coffee. He's in Houston, I'm in Austin. Phil, I'll see you tomorrow at 3 o'clock. If it's 3:05 and okay, he's running a little late, you'll be fine. The distance between what's so is 3 o'clock. The preference is 3 o'clock. What is 3:05. There's a little bit of a time lag. I'm a little late. I'm 5 minutes late. If I'm 5 minutes late for a casual cup of coffee 3 hours away, it's okay. He's going to cut me some slack. If I say, Phil, I want you to officiate my wedding tomorrow at 3 o'clock, okay, and I'm late, he's freaking out. Like, where the fuck is he? Right? Suddenly, it's a big deal. Still 5 minutes, but because of how much I care or don't care, it's different. So notice that the things you care more about are more intense, but it's still all based on point A is this is what I think is, point B, this is what I think I would prefer. This is what he said, this is what I wish he'd said. This is what she did, this is what I wish she'd done. This is how fast I was going, this is how fast I should have gotten, I should have been going because I just got a $200 ticket. I got a $200, what is I got a $200 ticket. What I'd prefer is it'd be a $10 ticket. Okay? You get the idea. Any and all disappointment, anger, frustration, pain, angst is based around these two points. So anytime you butt up against some kind of shit, the best way to turn that shit into compost is to notice what the two points are. This is what I think happened. This is what I think I would have preferred to happen. But both of them start with I think, meaning it's a brain-generated thing, and the brain has to compare and contrast so that it can store everything. There's no way for your brain not to do that. It's just the way your brain operates. How many of you are Texans fans? How many of you are Cowboys fans? How many of you... See? There's no Cowboys fans here. I was a diehard Cowboys fan till Tom Landry got fired by the asshole who owns the Cowboys, and I refused to follow him since. Why? Because I have a preference because I like Tom Landry. I don't like that other son of a bitch. So the preference is integrity. Get done. Nah. So I'm not a fan. But I can notice that the upset is I want things to be of integrity. What I notice is that they don't seem to be operating that way. Can you hear the opposition? If there's opposition, there's no peace. There is inherently conflict. And the conflict is inherent in the separation. And the separation is what your brain does for everything. How can you not be in frustration or pain or angst or disappointment? Even happiness, if it's based in condition, is still the same thing. Oh, I did great. I used to be shitty. That's the same thing as I'm fucked up and stabbing myself in the back. It's the flip side of the same coin. If it's a comparison, it's brain generated and not from the you that's you that can notice the thoughts your brain is generating. Notice now what your brain's doing. What the fuck is he talking about? Or, wow, that's cool, or whatever. Just notice that your brain is generating this stuff. Okay? The more you notice, the more you will begin to get grounded in the God space, in the stillness, by noticing that which isn't. And at some point, you're going to begin to notice, wow, I'm getting all sorts of interesting awarenesses being in this place. You can meditate, or you can just be in the place of stillness watching what your brain's doing. And the more you notice, man, my brain's really full of shit most of the time. The more you can either beat yourself up because you want your brain not to be generating the bullshit, or you can just be the noticer of that thought and let that go and be in the peace that comes from letting the shit go. Or you can process it. We're Mankind Project brothers. We're all about new processes to process our shit, right? Because we want to turn our shit into compost. Well, how do you make compost? You take some shit, and then you take some other matter, and you stir it up, you work with it, and then you just let it sit there and let God do what God's going to do with it. Okay? How much work is there to let God do what God's going to do? Not a lot. Okay? If you just be, things get better. But just being is not necessarily an easy thing to do if you don't know that all you have to do is be the noticer of the thoughts your brain's generating in your being. We're all trying to figure out how to be. Well, what does the figuring? That which can't be. Being is a wholeness, a unity, a solidity, a groundedness. That is what this is. The neural network in heart and stomach is now coming to be known as a more intense neural network than the brain. And it knows this has to compare and contrast and figure. This knows. Yes.
Okay, I'm noticing, and I see the difference between the two points.
Yes.
when do I deal with the difference between the two points in my thought?
That's a good question. What wants to know?
Well, I'm enjoying the peace of noticing, but I still have this confusion that I just happen to have set aside.
What has the confusion?
The brain.
The brain. That's not you. So what difference does it make if you get it resolved now or not, or ever?
Well, because my wife is dealing with my brain and I'm dealing with her in my brain.
Yes, and notice that.
So if I notice and step back, I push her away. There's no problem.
Ah, but whatever the thing is still there, right?
Yeah, there
so
is.
I'm by the end of today, you're going to know how to resolve that in a way you never thought possible.
Thanks.
Because I promise you, what you're going to learn today will apply to every relationship in your life. Guaranteed. Like, guaranteed. Okay? Good.
Right under Brian, I'm taking it.
Right under Brian, and blame me if it doesn't work, okay? And that's fine. Well, but Brian said, screw Brian, I don't know him, okay? But what I want you to get is that there's this place that you can be. And what we're going to do today is I'm going to pair everybody up. Let's see, do we 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20, 21. Did someone just walk out?
Yeah.
Okay, so we have 22. Good. So in a minute, we're going to pair up. In fact, if anyone else needs a bio break,